are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'm trying to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They're open this afternoon with Rand Paul from the floor of the Senate, because he kicked butt today.
Saying these two people, one of them who works for Adam Schiff, and one of them who worked with this person at the National Security Council, that they knew each other and had been overheard talking about impeaching the president in the first month of his office, in January of 2017, they were already plotting the impeachment. And you say, well, we should protect the whistleblower, and the whistleblower deserves anonymity. But when you get into the details of talking about whistleblowers, there's a variety of opinions around here. The greatest whistleblower in American history, in all likelihood, was Edward Snowden. What do people want to do with him? Half the people here want to put him to death. The other half want to put him in jail forever. So it depends on what you blow the whistle on, whether or not they're actually for the whistleblower statute. I'm not for retributions on the whistleblower. I don't want him to go to jail. I don't want him to lose his job. But if six people who all worked together at the National Security Council knew each other and gamed the system, knowing that they would get these protections, they gamed the system in order to try to bring down the president, we should know about that. If they had extreme bias going into the impeachment, we should know about that. So I think the question is an important one, and I think we should still get to the bottom of it. Were people plotting to bring down the president? They were plotting in advance of the election. Were they plotting within the halls of government to bring down the president? Look, these people also knew the Vindman brothers, who are still in government. So you got two Vindman brothers over there who know Eric Chiaramella, who also know Sean Misko, who also knew two other people working on Adam Schiff's staff. And Adam Schiff throws his hands up and says, I don't know who the whistleblower is. I've never met him. I have no idea who he is. So if he doesn't know who he is, the president's counsel doesn't know who he is, how does the Chief Justice of the United States know who the whistleblower is? I have no independent confirmation from anyone in government as to who the whistleblower is. So how am I prevented from asking a question when nobody seems to admit that they even know who this person is? My point is by having such protection, such overzealous protection, we don't get to the root of the matter of how this started. Because this could happen again. When the institution of the bureaucracy, when the intelligence community with all the power to listen to every phone conversation you have has political bias and can game the system to go after you, that's a real worry. It's a real worry that they spied on the president, but what if you're an average, ordinary American? What if you're just a supporter of President Trump, or you're a Republican, or you're a conservative? Are we not concerned that secret courts could allow for warrants to listen to your phone calls, to tap into your emails, to read your text messages? I'm very concerned about that. So we're going to have this discussion go on. It isn't really about the whistleblower so much. It's about reforming government. It's about limiting the power of what they can do as secret courts. I think the FISA court should be restricted from ever investigating campaigns. If you think a campaign has done something wrong, call the FBI, go to a regular court where judges get to appear on both sides, and if you want to subpoena somebody or tap the phone, all right, we can do it. But it's got to be an extraordinary thing. Think about it. Think about the danger. The other side says there's danger to democracy. Think about the danger to democracy with letting your government tap the phones of people you disagree with politically. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. We cannot allow the intelligence community, secret courts like the FISA court, to go after political campaigns. And I mean that sincerely, Republican or Democrat. We need to change the rules. We cannot have secret courts trying to reverse the elections. I feel very strongly about this. I was for this reform before Donald Trump ever came on the scene, before any of this happened. I've been for having more significant restrictions on these secret courts, more significant restrictions on the intelligence community to make sure they don't abuse the rights of Americans. This is a big deal, and if we're going to get something good out of this, if there's going to be some positive aspect to having to go through this nightmare we've been through over the last several months or years now, the blessing in disguise here would be that we actually reform the system so this never happens to anyone else ever again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I can't concentrate because Rand Paul's hair is just so distracting. It's curly on top and
straight on the side.
How does he do that? Welcome to Happy Hour.
And here they are.
God loves you.
Jebra,
please clap.
Joining us in the studio today, sidekicking and offering his expertise on taxes, and for those of you who need advice on bowling, we have Steve Durow with us. Hi, Steve.
How are you? Actually, I haven't bowled in a couple of years. That advice would be really bad.
Bread making.
But what's the most important thing about bowling?
Having fun.
Having fun.
It's the most important thing about everything.
How many times on, what was it, Tuesday night we used to bowl?
Yep.
Yeah. Did I hear you say, we're here to have fun?
So how many nights did we bowl? You know, that's how many times you heard me say it.
Yeah. But, Steve, well, you see, the accountant I had used that I used after I moved here, in fact, I believe it was 2009. He was in Boca Raton, and it was just finishing up my return, and there was a lot of concern about the economy at the time, and my accountant said, "Don't worry, Obama will get this all straightened out with the stimulus." Yeah, right. So that was it for him. And Steve, we were bowling together by that time, right?
Yeah.
And it was a good bit of fortune that he exposed himself, because I don't want anybody that thought Obama was some kind of an economic master handling my taxes. So he's gone, and Steve's been here. And what I love about Steve is that Steve, and every year it seems like things change, and we'll get into that in a second. Not only does he make bowling fun, but he can bring a smile to your face when you're getting your taxes prepared.
Yeah, he makes taxes fun.
That's a Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah, something like that.
So, and Steve is also somebody who's very savvy on news and so forth, and there's all kinds of things like going on with the legislature, like, and I just got a note from the people that somehow my property taxes like doubled. Did they sneak something in when I wasn't looking?
No, you'd probably have to go back and make sure it's homesteaded to get it back down, because of your other property was before you started or before you sold it. But you have to go, when you move, you have to go and say that it is homesteaded.
Oh, so I have to go say that to somebody?
You have to go and, yeah, it's fill out paper. It's the government. Of course you have to fill out some paperwork.
Can I do it online?
You might be able to.
I don't even know where to start.
You would go to mc-ala.org.
mc-ala.org?
Yeah, it's Montgomery County, Alabama.org.
Swell. Just another thing on the to-do list, but I think I broke an all-time record. Today is the 4th of February, and I presented Steve with an envelope with like 95%. I'm probably going to have the rest of it Friday from Eddie Bader.
That'd be great.
So, and I know I'm going to owe this year. It's just a matter of how much. It's that damn president, man. Actually, he's talking about tax cuts 2.0. Have you looked into that?
He wants to, one of the things he wants to do is he wants to make the individual tax cuts permanent. Because right now, they're not permanent. They sunset in 2025. And the reason that happened is you had to have a certain number of votes in the Senate to make them permanent, and they didn't have them. They had a simple majority, and so they could only extend them out. Now, it's the same thing that is happening right now. I just got notification. I had somebody that put in some energy-efficient windows. Well, at the end of 17, or in 17 and before, you could take a tax credit for putting in energy-efficient stuff. Well, all those sunset. Well, Congress, in its wisdom, has decided that, well, we're gonna pass an extender law. We're going to extend that out. Well, they're extending it out 18 and 19. Well, 18's taxes are done. We're doing 19's, but the forms aren't ready. So it's like, so I have several people that are sitting, their stuff is sitting in my office now that they have to wait until Congress passes or the IRS can go, this is what the forms look like, and then the software companies do it so that we can take these credits. That, and then the people that did some of those things in 18 that we can go back and amend their returns. And it was like, really, y'all couldn't get it together to extend these or make them permanent. And that's if there's a Republican in office in 2025, things haven't happened, they can continue to extend these things as opposed to making them permanent. The business cuts got made permanent because they had the votes to do that on the business one. So, and they don't have, the business taxes don't have as high a threshold as individual taxes for making things permanent.
I still think back, I mean, it was one of many idiots, Paul Krugman, economist, expert for the New York Times, predicting the crash of the market with Donald Trump. It's gotten to the point now when we have a day where there's a big loss like last Friday, and it was blamed primarily on concerns over the coronavirus. Today, it went back up 450 points. It's getting back close to 29. The Dow, all the indexes were very green today.
Yeah.
And the market overall, since he took office, is 40% higher?
Yeah.
50? I'm not really good with the math thing.
Yeah, it's significantly higher.
And, of course, another big story today is Iowa. What a joke. I mean, these are the people that think they should run the country, and we're still waiting for a result. I think somebody is behind this. There's no reason to believe that the failure of an app.
However, we did have the failure of the software for Obamacare, too. So.
Yeah.
As
Trump pointed out, a website that should have cost about 2% of what was actually spent to create it, with 4 years to set it up, and it came down on day one.
Right.
Yeah. What a joke. And yet, Republican turnout in Iowa was through the roof. The enthusiasm's there, and we just got to get the Pelosi's, the Schiff's, how anybody can look at that ass face. The talk, pardon my guttural ways here. I've been working my way through. The most recent diagnosis was pneumonia, and I'm on many medications, including prednisone.
Oh, those are always fun.
But if anybody fits the description of a talking sphincter, it's Adam Schiff. And he has stood up there for hours. If I were Trump tonight, I would open the State of the Union by saying, I am not giving Alaska to Russia. But I did offer him Adam Schiff, and they said no thanks. Open with a laugh. It'll be interesting. I mean, such a weird thing. First of all, you have this cluster, you know what, yesterday in Iowa, where they're still trying to figure that out. The president is not acquitted yet. We know that's coming tomorrow. And
no,
I wouldn't be surprised to see a few last-minute switches towards acquittal.
Oh yeah, I think there'll be several of the Democrats that are, especially the ones that are in the sort of purple states, that they'll flip just because they know that it's a sinking ship.
Well, the thing that was obvious last night in Iowa for the Republicans was they want four more years for this president. The enthusiasm is unprecedented. I even heard Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, who I was not thrilled with as a potential majority leader, but I think he's come around. I think the smart ones are recognizing that this president talks to America, and they feel like he's got their back, and he, you know, for that, I forget what the actual number was, but it broke a new record for an incumbent president in terms of voter enthusiasm. And some, who's the clown that is masquerading as a Republican running against Trump, was somewhere. Can't remember the guy's name, but
nobody can. That's the problem.
that's a problem for a lot of the Democrats that are running. You get so and so dropped out. Who? I didn't know they were in it. But got booed off the stage. Like, just get out of the way, idiot. I don't know where Bill Kristol becomes a Democrat. So what? Some of these people have made the mistake of thinking people actually care. Anyway, we are going to do one segment with David Blackman today.
Okay.
David is a Texas blogger, and I want you in on the conversation.
Sure, no
He's
problem.
Our expert in oil and gas, and that reminds me, I have a question to ask about taxes. I keep hearing things about some oil and gas investment that is tax deductible. I want to know about that.
I hate oil and gas stuff. Yeah, because it's never straightforward. There's, you know, extra forms to fill out. I mean, they can be great investments, but, you know, investing in oil wells and that kind of stuff is, like any other investment, carries risk. And if you hit a dry one, you know.
That would be just my luck. I've always told my listeners, if you ever hear me say I've put my money in this investment or that investment and you're in it, get out. Because your money is doomed.
It's gone as high as it's going to, right?
Oh, God. The stories I can tell. Don't ever buy stock with borrowed money.
No.
No.
Give me $2,000 and we'll cover that because Continental Airlines is going to go through the roof. So I invested $2,000 out of pocket. What do they call that?
You leveraged it. Or get a margin. Rest.
Yeah, whatever. And sure enough, Continental Airlines went right. So I called up my broker and I said, hey, we got a profit here. Let's take it. It was about $1,500. Oh, no, hang in there. It's going to go higher. I received $54 net.
Yeah.
After the margins were paid and Continental crashed.
Yeah, that's because you listened to the broker. I had one of those, too. He told me it was Mid-America Waste. Get into it. He said, by the end of the year, it'll triple. And I was like, really? Okay, well, we'll put a little bit of money in that.
Uh-huh.
End of the year, it was, you know, about 8% of what I'd bought it for. And I said, I thought it was going to triple by the end of the year. He said, yeah, I just didn't tell you which year. I was like,
oh.
Same day he put his dad in Dell stock, which was up 400% by the end of the year. It's like, why didn't you tell me about Dell stock? You know, it's like, so that's why I started doing my own.
Mortgage rates continue to stay incredibly low. And I believe there are people out there, and Steve, be the first to tell you that first mortgage interest deduction is key for so many people. It's the difference between owing or getting money back, especially on the federal refund, where many traditional deductions are no longer part of the thing. But the first mortgage is. And if you're renting because you haven't tried to buy or talked to somebody like Morris Capuano, who has access to all the great programs at Renaissance Bank, for first-time buyers, you need to get on the horn and call them at 409-9300. At the speed of Morris, you could probably be closing, I would imagine, in a month, month and a half, get pre-approved, have the leverage in hand when you go looking for a place. And that'll give you a good bulk of the rest of the year to accumulate that first mortgage deduction instead of giving it to your landlord so he can take it. Morris is the best, especially for first-time homebuyers. He will lead you through the process. Again, the number 409-9300 for Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number 402669. Right back.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. B.F. Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on B.F. Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City. United.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And now C-SPAN presents coverage for National Hemp Day.
In my view, the time is long overdue for us to remove the federal prohibition on marijuana.
This has been coverage for National Hemp Day from C-SPAN.
I didn't get any cards today for National Hemp Day.
Well, you're not hemp. That may explain it.
I'm hip. And I'm congested. It is 3:28. Steve Durow's in the house. There's plenty to talk. I mean, it's just comical listening to Fox News every hour this morning with their big, that big crashing, you know, news open they play. Like, here's the, it's that, the kind of noise when you hear you.
It's the end of the world.
And every hour is the same story. Well, no results in. And David Blackman did a hilarious piece today. He said, I, with my aging brain, could have had all of that stuff counted today. And now the conspiracy theories. Well, little Pete Buttigieg said he was the winner, but he's kind of walked that back. I think the real issue here is that the system is rigged. Bernie is probably, in all likelihood, we're going to know the results in about half an hour. The guy who actually won. And the idea of Trump debating Bernie is almost, I mean, buy me a ringside seat for that.
Absolutely.
Pop love to hear popcorn.
That. Yes, and the tea. Thanks for taking such good care of me.
You're welcome.
I have.
There's more hot tea.
I for some reason, I was kind of dehydrated. Diet Coke seemed like a better bet. And then tonight, the State of the Union. And only Donald Trump, of all the politicians I can think of, will be able to walk out in front of a crowd, half of which will be completely hostile. In fact, this just in.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
AOC will not be attending the State of the Union like a good little communist.
Tisk,
bitch.
Tisk.
Yeah. And a few others, you know, the man. And let's just hope that this is the last of it. I don't think it will be. Do you think they're going to keep?
No, there'll be something else between now and the election. And if and when he wins, there'll be something else. Even if they're in the minority, they will keep stuff stirred up. So
I keep waiting for some people who were in on this coup and all this illegal stuff that happened with FISA courts. When are some of them going to be held accountable?
I don't think it'll happen until after the election. That's my opinion, because if they start doing it now, they'll just bring all this back up. Oh, he's trying to affect this election. But once he's been elected for the second time, it's like, well, I'm not doing it for my reelection. I've already in my second term. So,
unbelievable times that we live in. And then tomorrow, the vote to acquit. And I still think there may be a surprise or two there with some last-minute change, especially that Rand Paul speech that we opened the show with was – I mean, really to the point, you know, they lied. This whole thing has been a waste of time. It's been based on nothing more than one person overhearing another and an abuse of a system that was supposed to protect us from another 9/11 and not Donald Trump. So all of that's ahead at 3:31. We're under a flash flood watch. A flash flood watch. It could be
screaming goats.
Just trying to put some excitement into the afternoon because I sound so dull like this. Well, I've congested. We do have rain that's moving into the area this afternoon, but that's not the stuff that's got the alarm bells up for a watch. We may try and get a hold of Rich before the end of the afternoon. Those who have already had the need to get emergency flooring installed, Georgia Floors Direct will be ready just in case. They're always there, ready to take care of business if you have a claim and need to get your flooring swapped out. If you live in a low-lying area, remember them just in case. Jeff Mallinson and his team are expert at working quickly to get the old stuff out, reduce the risk of mold and other issues developing, and, of course, everything they do at Georgia Floors Direct is wholesale. So you get a great price, the best installers on the planet, and people who can help you navigate an enormous warehouse full of choices. They're at 1975 Eastern Boulevard across from Lowe's, Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. It's 3:33.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier Eastern Boulevard at Arbor Station Road just past Baumhauer's. That one should be out of the way now, but use caution there. Northern Boulevard, just before I-65, we had a pretty moderate accident there. Paramedics and ambulance have left the scene. We still have an officer on the scene there. The vehicles are up against the right side of the road. To get around the accident, you'll need to be in the extreme left lane on the Northern Boulevard heading up to 65 at the merge. Use caution there. Elsewhere around the city, light to moderate traffic this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannieKingCleans.com and switch to Jannie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Jannie King, the king of clean.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry. Only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price. Just $798. With up to 30% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details, valid through February 26th.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Lottery legislation also being introduced this year. Governor Ivey will also deliver her State of the State address tonight. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight, this on the eve of the Senate's impeachment vote. Trump will speak from the very chamber where he was impeached by the House late last year, addressing a Congress that remains bitterly divided over whether he committed high crimes and misdemeanors in his effort to pressure Ukraine into investigating a political rival. One person is in custody after a shooting that left a person injured. Police say a man was shot in the 2000 block of Miller Street in Montgomery today. He's hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say they have arrested someone in connection with the shooting. No word on what charges will be filed. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive. I'm out of air.
And joining us from somewhere in Texas is our blogger buddy, the man who was the first stop on your daily commute to the truth at dbdailyupdate.com, David Blackman. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. That was a great Bernie Sanders David? Invitation. I don't know who's doing that. Can you hear me?
David?
Can you hear me?
He was there.
He was there.
Great, I'm here.
I'll call him back.
Anybody there?
Now, put him on hold. We'll try and come back to him. He wrote a really fun... First of all, yesterday, when the news broke about Rush, he pretty much wrote something that echoed exactly what I said. We should... everybody that does talk radio in this country should put a photo up because the guy, whether you agree or disagree with him, reinvented the business. And I think half the AM radio dial would be dead if not for the idea that a conservative talk host could draw a massive crowd and rejuvenate what was pretty much a dead end of the business. Have we been able to restore contact? David?
I'm here now.
No.
Oh, no. Come on. You can't hear me?
He's there. I can hear him.
I heard something barely, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit. So this is could be a problem on our end. David, take two.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
No. I can hear enough to hear you ask me that.
But, I'm like the Verizon guy. Can you hear me now?
Let me try another line.
I'm getting a text from a listener that says, we can hear him, but I cannot hear him. Hear him.
Yeah.
I know he's there. All right, I'll tell you what, David, let's punt here, and we'll call you right back, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'll take this break a couple of minutes early. I feel terrible. Did you see the my new car is there? Can I deduct that?
On what?
My new...
your new car.
My new signature Jack Ingram Rogue, yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
No, that's not deductible. It helps give me commercial copy so I can tell people how great Jack Ingram is and what a great deal I got on that machine and all the bells and whistles that come with the Rogue. And you can store your bowling ball in it and say, remember my bowling ball split in half?
I do. I remember that.
I took it out of the bag, and it was like two orbs. I didn't know that could happen, but one of the things I love about this vehicle, whether it's hot or cold outside, you can pre-chill, if you will, or warm it up from a distance without having to go out and get fried in the process. They have a great selection of cars in all price ranges and types and styles at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You can shop with confidence because the vehicles have been vetted by the mechanics in their department. You know, very few cars that they take and trade at the Ingram family of dealerships make it to that lot. The qualifications are pretty tough, but they've got some great values under $5,000 and on and up and over $25,000. The car I got had 12,000 miles on it, 24,000 warranty miles left, and a full 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So you've got the protection and a commitment from a dealership that does not want to resell somebody else's troubles. Stop at Jack Ingram at 235 Northeastern Bypass or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store, available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
Sometimes it seems that way, because we've had a couple of people tell us that you could hear David Blackman just fine on the app, but not over the studio now.
Yeah, we couldn't hear him.
David? Can you hear me now? Oh, don't say no.
He's never going to talk to us again.
He will. But I don't know why this is happening.
Am I missing something here? Is there a button that's not pushed in? David?
Yes.
Nope.
I could hear him on the phone when I talked to him, but not.
David?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
When all else fails, bang on it.
I guess you can hear me. Thank you for another great week of blogs. We'll try and figure out why this is happening. Apparently, people can hear you loud and clear on our app, but it's not coming through the boards. I can't hear you. None of this makes any sense. I blame Democrats. I think there's a conspiracy here.
Yes, like we're using the app they were using in Iowa.
I beg your forgiveness. We'll figure this out. Maybe we can work out a time for you later in the week to join us. I'm going to be dying to hear your take on the State of the Union speech. And we played the Rand Paul thing to open the show today. So, once again, you've been a great template for what I do here. I'm sorry that this just didn't work this time. Is there any other way that this place can humiliate me publicly?
Don't ever ask that question.
That's true. There will be another way.
Well, that means if listeners call in, we won't be able to hear them either, maybe.
Who would like to be our test listener?
Randall, call back.
I got it. Just let me take it. Hello?
No.
Great.
We can hear the background, but we can't hear the voice.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you, come right on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, we just figured out what the problem was.
Good.
Operator error.
Well, no. I don't know why the... Okay, David says he can come on later in the week, so we'll set that up.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Hello? Anybody there?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Elvin. DB sounded great. Y'all couldn't hear him, but we're hearing him fine on the radio.
We found out what the problem was. Somehow, one little button on the board was not as depressed as I am, and therefore his audio wasn't coming into my headset while it was going out over the app.
Okay. All right. Well, call him back, because I love to hear him.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable.
He is great, but what we're going to do is book him for later in the week.
Okay. Well, let us know.
Absolutely.
We will.
Can we, what do we got going on this week?
What about Thursday when Terry's here?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, would you?
I'll call him. Okay. Or text him.
Tell him we figured out what the problem was, and it was a loose nut.
Okay.
Behind the board.
Power you with primitive radio equipment.
Where do we go from here?
We're off to a good start.
You know, and on top of that, you know, when you're not feeling good physically, that just makes everything seem so much worse. Like I'm watching my career disappear, as Jim said on The Office one day. But Steve Durow is here because we're here to, what?
Have fun.
Have fun. So we're going to get back to that in just a moment. We have a real caller?
Yes. Gordon.
Gordon.
Yes, Craig.
Sir.
Got a call. I want to see if I heard some people saying today that during the halftime football game yesterday, they turned it off on Calumet Dancing. I'd like to hear what other viewers thought about that.
About the halftime show?
Yeah.
I thought it was soft, poor pornography.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people turned it off on Calumet, and they didn't like it. I just wanted to
Let me give you some numbers because I went looking for them today. The average number of people watching the game was 99.1 million, which is low. That's about 10% lower than the Super Bowl's best ratings. But yeah. 103 million were watching the halftime show.
Yeah.
So they must have had a hard time tuning away from that.
Yeah. All right, I just
want to
see what you said about it.
Yeah, no, look, and thanks for the call. I don't want to seem like a prude, but we're constantly getting lectured about objectifying women. And, you know, I don't need J-Lo to point out where her is. I've already learned all those lessons in life. It was, what'd you think, Steve?
I'll be real honest. I didn't watch it.
Good for you.
I was at a party. I watched the game. Halftime came on. I went to get food and came back, and the game started again. So it was like...
What a thing. You know. Did anybody at the party comment on it?
Not really.
No?
No. Okay. The thing is if you watch any dance show, you know, they wear skimpy things. If you go to a football game, the cheerleaders wear skimpy clothes. Not quite that skimpy, but... You know, the only part I did see was when J-Lo was on the pole, and it was like, when did they start doing pole dancing?
Yeah.
You know, you know, it's like, if you ever go to her shows, you probably see all that. So it's, you know, however, this is supposed to be family-friendly football.
Yeah.
So.
And her daughter, and they had all these little kids out there. Now, they weren't in, like, dog cages, but they looked like... enclosures.
Right.
Was that supposed to send a message?
I don't know, because like I said, I didn't see it. So,
but,
you know, people in this country, we are still free to, if it bothers you, change the channel. So
this is true. It only annoyed me because I'm tired of getting lectured about how I should think and feel, and, you know, stop looking at women. or objectifying women, and then they come out, you know, with this.
Well, and they had
Pure Platinum halftime show.
Well, and there was one guy that was singing about female body parts and stuff, you know, about their booties and all this stuff. And it's like, wait, you know.
There was also.
Yeah, you get those mixed messages, and it's like, you can't have it both ways.
There was a segment in one of the numbers. I did not watch the game or the halftime show. But I got up to prep for Monday's show, and the first thing that came up was the video for the halftime show, because there was already a lot of social media stuff on it. So I watched it, and even in my weakened condition, mentally and physically, and of course, you don't want to. Am I turning into an old fart? I don't want to feel like I'm it's okay. Shut that off and get off my lawn while you're at it, kind of thing. I don't want to feel like I've aged out of the culture, but I do this, and I read every day. Somebody's got their nose bent out of shape over this or that, objectifying women, and then they put on this spectacular display of sexuality, simulating certain things and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, is that the template that we're trying to show for our daughters? Young, impressionable girls? I don't think so. But what do I know? I'm just a talk show host. Well, this hour is almost over. And Steve, if you hadn't been here, I may have...
self-imploded.
Yeah, I might have. But Steve is the ever-present reminder we're here to have fun. Actually, Steve is here because of his tax expertise. And if you have questions related to taxes, deductions, and that kind of stuff, situations that you've been through with the Internal Revenue Service that you would like to share with others, this is what we do on Steve's visit. 272-9228. Now that we have the phone fixed and the nut behind the board has been tightened, we can move on with our lives. Another weird weather situation is it seemed like summer.
I wish I wasn't an accountant. I'd been on the golf course the last couple days.
That's another game that Steve plays for fun.
Yeah, because I'm not that good at it. But, yeah, I do play it for fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Florida. The most beautiful landscape in South Florida is golf courses.
Right.
And it's supposed to be a nice diversion. And, yeah, today the heat and humidity make it a good day for golf.
Happy hour.
But the cold front that's coming, we're going to be going back. So many people have got the sniffles or the crud. Thing is, make sure you're protected. If you're using your AC today, you may need your heater within the next 48 hours based on the forecast. Team up with Clark's to make sure you have immediate protection if something goes wrong. Having a Clark's Club membership is the best defense against system failure and keeping your energy costs down, because they'll make sure your system is running as energy efficiently as possible and prepare you for whatever season is coming up. It's $159. I wasted a lot more than that by not calling them in a timely fashion when electric bills were over $500.
Right.
It only took me 3 months to... They came out, the outside unit was clogged with grass. They cleaned it. And my electric bill, I don't think I've ever went from 540 down to 170 over a 90-day period. I could have saved all that money, all that aggravation, if I had just been a little bit less lazy. Call them at 277-2125. They have talented plumbers. Their people are the best at what they do, and they're really damn good at being good human beings, too. ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Let's hear from Anita.
I'm calling to see if anyone has commented the Instagram that's going around circulating on the internet about President Trump's behavior at the pregame at his Malabar celebration of the
I haven't seen anything on that.
Well, I checked it, and it's through the Miami Herald, someone took an Instagram with their phone camera.
Yeah.
And it looks like, but I don't, it could be fake. It looks like he is not putting his hand over his heart, which I don't think it would be possible that he would do. And it looks like he's maybe directing an orchestra.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing here.
Have you heard about that?
I just did, thanks to you, and I'm going to take a look at this.
All right.
They're saying he's mocking the national anthem. So we'll have to get a second opinion on that. Thank you for the call. This is Dana.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I was calling about the halftime show. You were wanting people's opinions.
Yeah.
I do understand people have the right to turn, but the biggest thing that I got from it was all the pregame show. They were really talking about, you know, not degrading women, how the NFL has all these things
right.
that they're doing with players to keep them from degrading them and everything.
Domestic violence programs, all that, yeah.
Yeah, the female that is a coach for the 49ers, the women that are owners of NFL teams because, you know, their husbands passed and his widows, they stepped up to run them.
Yeah.
And then they have that as a halftime show.
Yeah, there does seem to be a conflicting message there, doesn't there?
Greatly. Great big one.
Appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Thank you,
Dana. Brenda.
Hey, got a tax question.
He's here. Steve.
I'm here.
Yes. For you.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Okay, so we own our home. We don't owe anything on it, and we're thinking about getting a mortgage in it. Or was given a 3.6% rate and borrowing enough money to buy a second home
right.
at the beach. It's not a home. It's a mobile home. And, you know, you can't really get a loan for a mobile home now. But the rate is really good, and it's a fixed rate. Is there anything I need to be thinking about if we do, you know, do this?
Well,
as far as, is that anything tax deductible for us on that? Or?
Yeah, it is tax deductible. However, with the current law on the federal side, the standard deduction is quite high, so you may not actually be able to take it there. However, in Alabama, it will always help. So, you know, for right now anyway, unless Alabama changes the laws, but under the current law, Alabama, it would be deductible because it's real easy to itemize in Alabama. The standard deduction is so low that pretty much, if you're working, your FICA tax makes it so that you can itemize. So it would help there. Depending on how much you borrow, how much your contributions are, your medical and your taxes, other things that go on that Schedule A would determine how much of the interest that became tax deductible. And then, you know, based on what your rates are. So now one of the rules is that it's it is better.